Texas Governor-elect Greg Abbott was in Arlington today to talk with local lawmakers about his priorities heading into his new job and the January legislative session. Education is Abbott's top priority, with a push for pre-K funding and nationally ranked universities.
When we work together, working to genuinely build the pathway for a stronger Texas in one or two decades, we recognize that that pathway is likely going to be going through our schoolhouse doors every day.
Abbott's other priorities include improved transportation and more border security dollars, $300 million, along with hundreds more officers. Dallas Democratic Senator Royce West shares Abbott's broad priorities, but he'd like more money for pre-K education than Abbott wants to spend. West says that's where legislative trade-offs might play a role.
There's always a deal to be made during the legislative process. You don't prejudge anything. Pre-K is an initiative on his agenda, and we'll be able to negotiate a deal during the legislative session that I think will be beneficial to the citizens of the state of Texas.
Republican Representative Kenneth Sheets was happy to leave Abbott's pre-K plan alone. It would add $1,500 per student to programs that improve their quality by meeting new state standards.
The other key aspect of the governor-elect's plan is making sure that we're focusing on those economically challenged areas where we're seeing that the kids really do need help.
While acknowledging policy differences with Republican Abbott, Democrat Helen Giddings welcomed his visit to Arlington and the North Texas legislative delegation.
This early in the game, it's unprecedented for the governor-elect or even the governor to come and visit with groups such as this.
Abbott's inauguration takes place January 20th of 2015. By then, the 84th Texas legislature will have been in session for a week. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.